This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Albaugh along with our outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is 6 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome into hour number 2 of the big program on this TGIF edition. It is Friday, January 10th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Welcome in, everyone. As we are here in downtown Madison, just off State, or on State Street, I should say, a couple of snowflakes flying around right now. Big second hour for you coming up a little bit later. Once again, another edition of What's Worse. This one has to do with planning, or lack thereof. We'll explain in a little while. But first of all, to kick off our hour, and what a big way to do it, Wisconsin's Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez joins us via StreamYard. Lieutenant Governor, Happy New Year. Good afternoon.
Happy New Year. I am also in Madison today. I do travel all around the state, but it's super pretty today with the snow. We haven't had too much snow yet in Wisconsin.
I know for those that drive, whatever, thankfully, but also I know our ag producers are really hoping because they really need the moisture, and also our tourism, particularly in northern Wisconsin. The Burt Combiner's coming up. We were up there last year. They had to haul in and make snow. They could really use some natural snow up there for Wisconsin tourism.
Absolutely. I know in Wisconsin we love to be outside. I certainly love to snowshoe and get outside as much as I can. And we do need some snow to be able to do that. So even though we do have to get out our shovels and our snow blowers at some point in time, it's still a whole lot of fun to get outside.
It really is. And of course, we've missed a lot of the worst of the weather, but just south of us, these big storms. And I wanted to give you a chance just to talk about this for a moment. Governor Tony Evers declared an energy emergency in response to severe regional cold weather, noting in the executive order its impact on distribution of residential heating fuel. I think maybe some people here, what the heck is the governor declaring an emergency when the worst of this is to our south? But this has an effect on how Wisconsinites get our energy and the cost thereof. Just tell folks a little bit why the governor did this, please.
So, absolutely. So we know that we get fuel from all sorts of different areas within the country. And even if we're not having weather right here in Wisconsin, if it's close to us, it's going to be affecting some of our supply chains. And so what the governor did was declare this emergency because there are some federal and state rules about what time you can deliver types of fuel, how long you can be on the road to be able to do that. So it gives about 30 days for those fuel companies, for those folks who are going to be needing that type of energy fuel to heat their homes. Gives them a little bit of time to catch up with this weather event that we're having.
And it's also a huge break for one of my very good friends was a long haul truck driver for a long time, and I spent a week with him, and that was an education. And my understanding, this order also creates a 30-day waiver for state and federal restrictions on hours of service for carriers and drivers for transporting residential heating fuel. So it really helps out the distribution of that to Wisconsinites.
It does. All those hours of service, those are the types of regulations that I was talking about. So they can catch up, they can get the fuel where it needs to go, so nobody is without fuel when we have snow here in Wisconsin.
Absolutely. Well, it's been a busy week here. You can always tell when the new legislative session starts because parking around the Capitol Square gets tougher. The coffee shops get fuller. The 2025 legislative session is off and running. Lieutenant Governor, what are your thoughts on this new legislature and the new session?
So I'm really excited about the new legislature. We have new maps. Many of you know we got rid of the gerrymandered maps, which means that they were tilted towards the Republicans. So the governor and I won in our last election a little over 3 percentage points. yet we had a supermajority of Republicans in the Senate and almost a supermajority in the Assembly. What these new maps do is really reflect the voting patterns of Wisconsinites. So we're a whole lot closer in the Assembly and the Senate now. And what I'm really excited about for that is that it gives us an opportunity to do better work across the aisle. And you and I have talked about this before, but when I go all across the state, this is what I'm hearing from people is they just want us to work together for the benefit of Wisconsinites. They're exhausted with the partisanship. They just want to make sure that government works all across Wisconsin. And with these new maps, making sure they're a little bit more evenly divided, I think is going to go a long way towards what Wisconsinites want.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I mean, we've taken this show all over Wisconsin the last year. You and I have a little bit of a connection tangentially that I grew up in Richland Center, and you have maternal grandparents that were dairy farmers in Richland County. So, I mean, you get that part of the state.
Yeah.
And I love living here in Madison now. Milwaukee's a great city. But I think your perspective, both from an urban place, but you also get and understand rural Wisconsin. And that excites me.
Yeah. So my grandparents had a dairy farm between Bosstown and Sugar Grove. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure you know where that is, but many of your listeners might not know where that is because it is a very, very small town.
Yes.
And so absolutely. I was just up there not that long ago. We still have family up there. So just went up there actually for a funeral to West Salem, Wisconsin, which is a little bit.
My condolences.
Thank you. But it was my godmother and my godfather. We went up there for that to be able to visit with them. And they had a farm right outside of West Salem. Mm. And so I do have a lot of connections to some of those more rural roots. And this is why I love Wisconsin so much, is because you can find that not very far out of the city. You can get out pretty quickly out of the city to find things to do, but also smaller cities.
It's one of the things that people in this program know. I voted for you and Governor Evers. One of the things I really admire about you is your attitude that, hey, it's a positive attitude. We're going to find ways to work together. I know that a lot of legacy media, the sexy click things are to click on the things where we're divided. Are there areas that excite you moving into this legislative 2025 session where you feel that there are opportunities to work with Speaker Voss, with Leader LeMahieu and the Republicans, and a close, still Republican leading, but a closer legislature?
Well, I mean, that's how we're going to have to get things through, right? So we've got a Democratic governor, and we've got a Republican Senate and a Republican Assembly. And so for us to be able to get things passed, for us to be able to do the things we need to do for Wisconsinites, we're going to have to work together. One of the areas that I also hear about all across Wisconsin is housing.
Yes.
And I know we got some really good legislation in the last legislative session to be able to address some of our housing needs. That is we need to continue to do more of that, because when I'm talking to people, when rents go up, when they're unable to afford their first home, this is such a pinch for families today. And we need to be able to address that with concrete policies to be able to make sure that people can have a roof over their heads, that they are able to put food on the table, and they're able to take care of their families. And these are the kind of things that are priorities for me, priorities for the governor. And I know our Republican colleagues are hearing it in their own districts as well.
One of the smartest things I've heard anybody at any level, any party say so far, because that's a real issue. Trigvi Olson and I, who travel around the state, we hear you're right. It doesn't matter whether it's in Amory or Wausau or Green Bay or Milwaukee. Housing is something that people, that's a real thing that people are struggling with, that I agree there are opportunities to come together. One place that might not be so coming together, Wisconsinites, I think, are sick and tired of elections. $50 million in the last state Supreme Court race where Janet Protasiewicz won. Hang on to our seatbelts. It could top $100 million. There's another one coming up. But elections have consequences. Lieutenant Governor Rodriguez, this one's important.
It's very, very important. We've got a Supreme Court race coming up in April, and this will determine the makeup of the court, just like the last election determined the makeup of the court. So if Wisconsinites are interested in making sure that they want to keep these fair maps that we have now in Wisconsin, if they want to make sure that we are allowing women to make decisions about their bodies, which is the abortion law would be on the ballot again, they have to make sure that they're voting, and who I'm voting for is Susan Crawford, because she's going to make sure that we have fair maps. She's going to make sure that we are applying the law appropriately in terms of the abortion law. And that's what I'm looking forward to coming up for this April, is to make sure that people understand the consequences of this election as well.
And we talked about this on this show earlier. I mean, I know you have an affinity for and respect for law enforcement in this state, around the country as well. But here's a guy, as a former Republican myself who left the party in 2011. Here's a guy, Schimmel, on the Republican side, conservative side, who comes out earlier or last week defending January 6th defendants who are insurrectionists. That doesn't add up to back the blue to me. I have people in my family who are great law enforcement people, and it's a bit ironic that Schimmel's out there saying, well, let's let the people that attacked our law enforcement on the streets.
I do too. I have law enforcement in my family. And that is something it's appalling to me that he would defend that type of behavior. We saw all those videos. We saw what happened on January 6th and how many police officers were injured that day and died after that particular event. We can't forget that happened. This was a violent act. And to be able to defend that type of behavior and those illegal acts, I think is disqualifying.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And of course, I have a personal interest in him going to court and trying to suppress votes back in 2015, yeah. 2016. That's just something else that I think is, in my opinion, disqualifying. Maybe that's him as a rebut right now on the phone. Ah! It was not. Apologize for that. Lieutenant Governor, big game coming up to turn the page for a second. Yeah. I know you're a cheerleader for Wisconsin. The Packers traveling to Philadelphia. Any thoughts on the big game on Sunday?
I would never bet against the Packers. I am going to say they're going to win. Maybe we should put a dollar on it. I don't know. That's the only amount that I bet. I'm going to guess they win by 3.
Well, see, we're right on the same page. I said in the last segment with Brady Ewing, because this new kicker we have actually can kick. It's like I'm old enough to remember Chris Jackie. You know, I mean, that's what I'm excited about.
Yeah, no, we have a great kicker. We've got a good quarterback, and we've got really good young talent on our team. And so, they've been doing well. I was very disappointed in the last game.
The Bears.
I know. But I have full faith that they are going to pull it out and they're going to win this next game. And they have such a bright future ahead of them for the next couple of seasons as they kind of get some seasoning, they get some more experience. And I love to watch them. We watch them all the time.
Well, we appreciate you making time for us. Thank you so much, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez. Thanks for doing a great job for our state. Welcome back to this program anytime. And have a great rest of the month of January.
All right. Thank you. You too.
All right. Thanks a lot. Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, we thank her. We'll come back with what's worse after this on the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Thank you.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along. Well, that's a pretty good show so far, Mr. Zomer. It's got Brady Ewing, got Lieutenant Governor. Not bad at all. Now, see, I'm not sure. Which is better? The fact that Brady Ewing, a former NFL player, is saying the Packers are going to lose by 7, or the fact that I'm on board with the Lieutenant Governor that the Packers are going to win by 3?
Is that what's worse? Is that what we're asking?
Right? And you found out the line is, the line in the desert, as Brent Musburger likes to say, is Eagles by 5.5.
That's what it said on CBS.
I'm slightly surprised that it's that close.
It's pretty close.
Yeah. So I'll stick Packers by 3. I'm with the Lieutenant Governor on this. Many thanks to Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, to Brady Ewing for being with us on a Friday. All right, it is 22 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock on a Friday. Time once again for What's Worse. Let's go. This or that, this or that. Then, of course, the choice is yours. You can get with this or you can get with that. Time once again for What's Worse. No prize money involved, nothing to win here, but it is your chance to have your voice heard across statewide radio, the largest privately held statewide radio network in Wisconsin. Only one bigger, Wisconsin Public Radio, which is great, of course, but they're public.
It's in the name.
It's literally in the name. We're in all the major media markets, and we're so happy to be there. We're happy to have all of you along with us. All right, here's the Friday edition. And this cuts right to Todd's personality. What's worse, an obsessive planner or someone who doesn't plan at all? What's worse, an obsessive planner or someone who doesn't plan at all? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, or you can text us on the Civic Media app. You can download it at your Apple or Android device. Simply go to your app store, type in Civic Media on the search bar there, Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Media. It'll pop up a cute little CM logo. You click on that. Takes less than a minute. It's free. It's what Gayle King at CBS calls a deal. Gayle King just celebrated 13 years at CBS News this week.
Impressive.
Right? And I remember the first day she was there. And she has a dress. It's a yellow is her favorite color. It's a yellow and white dress. And she has worn that same dress on the anniversary for 13 years. I mean, think about that. She can still fit into it. She still keeps herself fit and doing a great job over there. Gayle King at CBS. Congratulations.
Also impressive, yeah.
Not that she cares. I'm congratulating her, but
congratulations nonetheless.
Yeah. All right. What's worse? Somebody who is an obsessive planner or someone who doesn't plan at all? What's worse? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Our ongoing contributor and friend Jeff Perry, watching on Facebook, says someone who doesn't plan at all is worse. I would rather have Leslie Knope. Is it
Knope? Leslie Knope.
Nope. Is it just Knope? In charge than Kramer.
Yeah, Leslie Knope from Parks and Rec.
Yes. See, I'm kind of. It depends on what it is. For some things, I'll obsessively plan. If it's an event, right? But my day-to-day life, I don't always, I'm more of a bit of a free spirit.
For me in this question, obsessive is the key word. Because right. A thorough planner, great. Right. An obsessive planner, not so great.
Dana, listening in La Crosse, says, as a guy that is very bad at making plans, I can say that I am indeed the worst. Well, don't be too tough on yourself, Dana. Matt Middleton, listening on MDX, says, if you're in a relationship with them, the over-planner is the worst. Constant discussions about scheduling ruined my marriage. Oh, jeez. I'm sorry, Matt, but I also kind of, I empathize a little bit, right? I think it's a balance. Like I say, I'll plan some things, but not others. And sometimes I do better with someone who says, I have a friend. Carrie, I don't know if I call her an obsessive planner, but she had known her since high school. She's a wonderful planner. And when we're getting together or we hang out, she'll say, now, Todd, now, we're going to do this or we're going to do this. Now, what are we going to do? Here's your choice, this or that. And she has it all planned out. And it's fantastic because I can just, I'm like, great, let's do that. Boom, done. But I, you know. Again, if we're going to go, if I'm going somewhere specifically, a concert or whatever, I'll say, well, let's make sure we have reservations to eat there, this. But as I go through life, I'm not always a great planner. 855-752-4842. Sherry, listening in Horicon. Sherry, what's worse, obsessive planner or someone who doesn't plan at all?
I would say what's worse. Okay, so I was raised in a family of planners. My dad was a professor. My mom was totally planned everything. And then I married a man that was in a family that never planned. Mm. We were married 23 years. He became a little bit more of a planner. Mm. But my problem is the people that want to over plan, or you plan something and then they don't even show up or call or nothing.
Well, that's the worst.
That is the worst.
Yeah, when they plan it and then don't show up.
No, I mean, like, you're planning it and people say they're going to be coming and then they don't show up and right. don't contact you.
Right.
That's rude.
Yeah, I agree.
We have a lot of rudeness in this world anymore.
See, now you're getting into one of my pet peeves. It's rudeness because 9 times out of 10, we can determine whether we're going to be rude or not. That's in my opinion, that's a choice.
Oh, yeah. Right. So.
All right. Well, nicely done, Sherry.
Thank you for your show. Great question.
Well, thank you. Appreciate the call, Sherry. What's worse, an obsessive planner or someone who doesn't plan at all? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Off of the YouTube there, KTEL RJ says...
Roger from Stevens Point.
Oh, it's Roger from Stevens Point. Oh, listening on WFHR, great station in Rapids, says, what's worse, someone who doesn't plan at all. However, a spur-of-the-moment plan works out perfectly sometimes. See, I'm kind of a spur-of-the-moment person. So I'll say, you know what? It's a beautiful day. Let's go do this. Or whatever. But I don't know. What do you think, Zombers? What's worse?
I think I will tell everyone after the break.
Oh, look how sneaky he is. Come on back. We'll find out. It's the All Ball Show on Civic Media's Radio Network.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Yeah, pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Title Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 34 now past the hour of 1 o'clock on this Friday, January 10th, 2025. Glad to have you along. Zommers on the board. Todd behind the mic. What's worse, an obsessive planner or someone who does not plan at all? Len in Madison, listening on WMDX, says, kind of like what's worse, someone who is proactive or someone who is reactive. Then he says, gives the old quote, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, and a failure to plan is a plan for failure. Unquote. Thank you, Len, listening in Madison. If you'd like to weigh in, give us a call, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, or you can also text us on the Civic Media app like Len did. What's worse, an obsessive planner or someone who doesn't plan at all? As I said, I'm a little bit of both. If it's for, I mean, you know, Summers, if we have a special guest or a show or, you know, when it comes to things for the show, I plan quite a bit because I want things to go well. I need to know where things are going. If it's just like in my everyday life, you know, if I'm going to get together with friends, we might say, oh, we're going to go eat there. But I don't have every minute planned out.
Yeah, that's, I think.
So how about you? What's worse?
I think we're similar in that way. You just have more experience at planning to make things actually happen. Where I can plan for events that I need to plan for, but the everyday life just kind of happens.
Yeah.
So I'm closer to someone who doesn't plan at all, I would say.
All right.
My feelings are a little complicated though, because as somebody who used to not plan at all, like I know that I was the worst at that time. I'm better now, but
so you're improving.
Some of my friends are closer to the obsessive planner range, and I think what it all comes down to is. People who don't plan at all are worse most of the time. But an obsessive planner who gets so upset when their plans don't work out perfectly that they derail the whole thing worse.
Yeah. People are like, it has to go this way, this way, this way. If it doesn't, the whole day is ruined. Yeah, that's a little overboard, in my opinion. Well, still weigh in if you want. What's worse? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. An obsessive planner or someone who does not plan at all. Want to do a little cleanup at the end of the week here. A couple of stories we haven't gotten to yet. One of them in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel today, great columnist Daniel Bice. And we talked about the Supreme Court race coming up here in April earlier this week. We did, 90 minutes almost on Brad Schimmel and his positions, we'll call them. The guy goes on conservative talk radio last week and starts defending the January 6th insurrectionists. As Lieutenant Governor, talked about earlier, just makes it disqualifying. But here now from Daniel Bice, headline, Brad Schimmel boasts he gets a private bathroom and sets his own hours as a judge. Bice writes, there are a lot of reasons someone might like to be judge. You get to decide major issues of importance to the public. You do intellectually stimulating work while meting out justice. You protect a community from those prone to do harm. All good reasons. But Waukesha County Circuit Judge Brad Schimmel has his own, let's say, bottom line explanation for why he likes his job. Schimmel, a former Republican attorney general, is running for the state Supreme Court against liberal Dane County Circuit Judge Susan Crawford in the April 1st election. Quote, the circuit judge gig is nice. The circuit judge gig is nice, Schimmel told Dyron Wire, a conservative online news outlet for northern Wisconsin. Schimmel said, quote, you know, we have a private bathroom. Seriously. It's under Supreme Court rules. We have to have a private bathroom. I think that's crazy. I'm not giving it up. And of course, it says here in the story, Bice writes, they both grin. Bice says, certainly part of the reason for the setup is that judges not run into witnesses, defendants, or attorneys while taking a bathroom break in the middle of a hearing or trial. But Schimmel suggested there are other perks to being a judge than having your own potty. Quote, you set your own hours. I set the hours. Certainly, I've got to get my cases done, but I could decide. You know what? If you want to go golf on a Thursday afternoon, I can do that. Unquote. The same, Schimmel said, is not true for lawyers who have to show up in court when told to do so. He said he doesn't misuse that power, and he said there are times he's had to work all day and into the evening, but that appears to be the exception. Quote from Schimmel, I'm home for dinner most nights now. I shoot in two sporting clay leagues, or I was until I made this announcement to run for the state Supreme Court. I was shooting in two shooting clay leagues a week. I was doing all of this and playing in band rehearsals, unquote. And it goes on to talk about he belongs to the Waukesha Gun Club. I mean, really? Is this the guy we want to send to the Wisconsin State Supreme Court who brags about having his own bathroom and only working when he wants to? Scheduling court cases. I mean, people, the circuit courts, it's hard work if you do it right. You're deciding where kids go in divorces, lawsuits, people's lives. And this guy's bragging about the fact, Schimmel, that, we'll schedule out around my golf game, around my clay pigeon shooting. I mean, I think it's nuts. Jeff Perry, our ongoing contributor on Facebook, asks, does each civic media host have their own private bathroom? I can tell you the definitive answer is no, Mr. Perry.
Nobody at Civic Media has a private bathroom, unless you count the bathroom at their house.
We have one toilet that doesn't even flush properly. It's like WKRP. It's next to a recording studio, so it can't be too loud. So they decreased the flow, and now when you tinkle, you got to flush it two or three times. You open the lid up, and it's yellow in there.
And you got to hold down the handle the whole time for those two or three times.
Am I making that up?
No.
Thank you.
It's bad.
855-752-4842. Mark from Prayer to Sack. What's worse, my friend, a person who's an obsessive planner or someone who plans all doesn't plan at all?
Well, first off, Brad Schimmel is a twerp. this is not precise, but I mean, back years ago they had, you know, that for, and so I was in state service, and these various surveys you had to do on these, you know, the courses you had to go to, and there was one where it required you to have people survey what kind of personality type you were, and you had to people outside, you know, that in your personal life and people in your work life, you had to have to do the surveys for. Well, for me, it turned out the people in my professional life thought I was very inflexible, and the people in my personal life thought I was very flexible. Well, I was an accountant, so you had to be very strict in terms of, you know, what you can and cannot do with the books. And so the people that I worked with, you know, in the office had always very, very, you know, inflexible when it came to that. But people in my personal life thought I was very flexible. So, yeah. I mean, that. So my personal life, I didn't have to plan a whole lot, you know, I was single at the time, but in my professional life, I had to plan things out to get things done. And,
see, I think you're like a lot, you're kind of like me, that it depends on what it is. Some things you plan out really well, and other things you kind of like take as they come.
Yep, that's how it goes. And when you're retired, you don't need to plan for anything.
Thanks, Mark. I appreciate it. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. And up in beautiful Chippewa Falls, listening on WCFW, The Tap. And what's worse, an obsessive planner or someone who doesn't plan at all?
Well, I'm not a planner at all, but I love my planners. Don't get me wrong. I love the people that plan. But the obsessive planners,
right?
You know, I feel like they're never living in the now. They're always planning. And when things don't go their way, when they're planning, they get a little uptight. So I have never been a planner, which I try to work on that, but I always show up. If someone's planning, I do show up.
Right. No, I think you nailed it. Zahmer said it earlier. The adding obsessive in there, I think that's the key to this. Whether, you know, obsessive planners versus somebody who doesn't plan at all. Because you're right. As someone who's not always a great planner in my private life, I kind of like being around people that say, well, this is what we're going to do. Great. Let's do it. But people who are obsessed and have the whole day down to the minute, that gets crazy.
Right. And people do that with their lives, you know, and things don't always turn out perfect when you always plan, plan, plan. Although I do like planners because they're the ones that are on the trips. They're the ones that are doing all the fun things because they actually went ahead and planned it, which there, I don't do, so I stay home.
Right. There is something for that. Absolutely, there's something for that. And thank you so much for calling in. Have a great day. Appreciate your listenership up there at beautiful Chippewa Falls. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What's worse, an obsessive planner or someone who doesn't plan at all? Or how about this attorney general candidate, Brad Schimmel, who likes to boast about having a private bathroom and scheduling court around his clay pigeon shooting? And his golf game. And there's pictures. I mean, he has a band, apparently, as well. It appears this guy likes to do everything but be judge. I mean, I don't know.
Good on him for having a personal life. But
sure.
When you're trying to campaign to be a Supreme Court justice, that's not the time.
And bragging, to me, less than having the private bathroom is bragging about the fact that he schedules his court dates for his court. And when you're a judge, people don't understand that when you're a judge, judges have tremendous amount of latitude at any level. But this guy appears to be bragging about, you know, not wanting to work too much. Maybe he's a great clay pigeon shooter. I don't know. I never spent a lot of time with the guy. What's worse, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Go up to Port Edwards, Rob, listening on WRCE. Rob, thanks for calling. What's worse, an obsessive planner or someone who doesn't plan at all?
In my 50 years of professional life, I had to be a planner. I was in the skilled trades and management. And you just, everything you do, you kind of got to figure it out ahead of time and make sure you have the stuff and the people and you have access to the things. Mm-hmm. And so I'm really a very, very good planner. Now I'm going to take the needle and rip it sideways across the LP. I'm a fabulous circa cum laude procrastinator. I have lists and I have priorities. And right? Oh my golly whoppers. I'm loaded. The gun's loaded.
Now here, as a fellow procrastinator, as a fellow procrastinator, can I ask you, doesn't it sometimes get justified though? Because sometimes things just fix themselves if you don't do anything.
Here you go. Have a great day, gentlemen. Have
Thanks.
A wonderful weekend.
Appreciate it. Rob, listening to Fort Edwards there. Appreciate it so very much. See, a man after my own heart.
Sometimes, yeah. And other times, if you, I hate to say this and admit this, also a huge procrastinator. Sometimes if you, and again, I try to do this just in my personal life, not my work life. Sometimes if you give yourself up until the last minute,
right,
you do a better job.
Well, because I'm an ADHD person, and so that's one of the traits that we work better under really tight deadlines. We stress a lot, but we just, that's the way your brain is wired. So you put things off until it has to be done, then you stress about doing it, but then it gets done.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's not a good thing to have other people around you having to put up with that, though. What's worse, an obsessive planner or someone who doesn't plan at all? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. All right, I think we've beat Brad Schimmel enough for one day on his private toilet and scheduling his court around his claim. But a great article, by the way, by Daniel Bice in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. There's more on that, so check that one out at the MilwaukeeJournalSentinel.com. I don't want to get into
it. JSOnline.com is the website.
Thank you. JS.com.
JSOnline.com.
Yep, that's what I'm sorry. Yeah, thank you for keeping me honest. I don't want to spend a lot of time on this when we come back, but people say, well, how could people vote a certain way? Well, as we've talked at length before this show, when you get into an information silo, you get some kind of distorted ideas. I'm going to give you an example of that, an audio example. Big name right now in media, Joe Rogan. He and Mel Gibson got together for a chat. Come on back. We're going to play it for you. See what you think. It's the All Ball Show for a Friday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, where it is 9 before the hour of 2 o'clock. At the top of the hour, ABC or CBS Radio News, depending upon which of our great stations across Wisconsin you're listening to, followed by a sports update with the fantastic Mike Clemens as he previews that, well, first of all, a Wisconsin basketball men's game tonight against the Golden Gophers. You can hear it on select stations across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app if you dial in Amory, Wisconsin Rapids, Racine, Kenosha, and Richland Center on the RCE side in Richland Center. Pre-game show starts at 5 o'clock. The Golden Gophers taking on Wisconsin. And, of course, Mike is following the Green Bay Packers as they head out to Philadelphia to take on the Eagles again on the radio in Richland Center, Park Falls, and Kenosha, Racine at 1 o'clock for the pregame show. Kickoff at 3. You can watch it on the Fox Network, the Packers taking on the Philadelphia Eagles. And then, of course, we get a little weather for you, followed by the Maggie Dawn Show every afternoon between 2 and 4. Maggie Dawn, followed by Dom Salvia Show, and then Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, Rick Smith Across America, and Robert Pilot and Native Roots Radio. Great evening, afternoon, and evening of entertainment and information right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. So, Joe Rogan, a name that a lot of people are familiar with, very successful, if not the number one podcast in America right now.
Is.
You know, certainly more conservative. A lot of people harped on Vice President Harris for not going on his show. Trump went on there for, what, 2 or 3 hours? And it's not a political show per se. They talk about a lot of different stuff. But he's become very influential. And again, I'm not going to dwell on this, but when people say, how could we have gotten the results that we got when I know that X is fact, X meaning not like X Twitter, but pick a subject. Like I know that this is factual. How can people say it's not true? I want to give you just a slice of what Joe Rogan's show is like. He had on recently Mel Gibson, actor, who's gone right-wing, cuckoo birds, anti-Semitic, quite the character. Joe Rogan interviewing Mel Gibson on his podcast, and Mel Gibson starts talking about people he knows that have stage 4 cancer and what they did. Here's Joe Rogan.
I'll tell you a good story.
Okay.
Starts with Mel Gibson. Here we go.
I have three friends. All three of them had stage 4 cancer. All three of them don't have cancer right now at all. And they had some serious stuff going on.
And what did they take?
Jesus. They took some, what you've heard they've taken.
Ivermectin.
Fenbendazole.
Yeah.
That's
yeah, I'm hearing that a lot.
They drank hydrochloride something or other.
There's studies on that now where people have proven that
people are drinking methylene blue and stuff like that.
Yeah, methylene blue, which was a fabric dye.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a textile dye. And now they find out it has profound effects on your mitochondria.
Yep.
Yeah.
This stuff works, man.
There's a lot of stuff that does work, which is very strange because, again, it's profit. When you hear about things that are demonized and that turn out to be effective, you always wonder, well, what is going on here?
Mm-hmm.
How is our medical institutions, how have they failed us so that things that do cure you are not promoted because they're not profitable?
Joe Rogan and Mel Gibson. We should have played this earlier because there's so much to unpack here. You see how they talk about this stuff, though? They talk about it very calmly. But if you watch them on the video of this, the look on Mel Gibson's face, like,
Big wide eyes.
Oh, it's the stuff. It's the stuff people talk about. You know, ivermectin, horse pills that Trump was peddling during COVID.
And still does.
And fenobarbital or whatever the hell it's called.
As somebody who's worked as a pharmacy technician and has talked to a lot of doctors and pharmacists and asked about all this kind of stuff, none of this works. Not only is it not approved by the FDA, it physically cannot treat cancer or COVID. And why would one medication treat both anyway?
Blue dye.
Yeah, don't drink
that.
Don't
do that stuff, you guys. But I played it for you to help us understand when people say, how could people vote a certain way? Or how could people have certain opinions? Because the Joe Rogan program, I've not listened to a lot of it. I've listened just enough to say I'm familiar with it. It can be very engaging for some people. And the sincerity that you just heard there. And people, well, geez, it's all a conspiracy. Everybody's out to get us. Just, again, I ask you all, use the wisdom and common sense that God gave you and that your parents and grandparents taught you and weigh it against your common... When you hear stuff like this, weigh it against your common sense. When I saw that and heard that, I'm just like, oh my gosh. It's just... it's something.
Sure is.
I'll say that. Oh, that's kind of a weird way to end the show's hours, but I just thought, you know, as you go through your weekend, be careful what you listen to, I guess. Any big plans for the weekend?
Not really.
You're just gonna
except
chill.
For the Civic Media holiday party tomorrow.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that already.
Well, this is your reminder.
Thank you. It's on the calendar. I'm not planning very well. That's my problem. No, I'm looking forward to it. It should be a lot of fun. I'll play anybody in Pac-Man. We'll see what happens. Hope all of you have a great weekend as well. Again, Wisconsin Badger men's basketball tonight, taking on the Golden Gophers, pregame time on Civic Media's network at 5 p.m. Good luck to Wisconsin Badgers. And then on Sunday, I'm saying it. The Packers win as time expires on a field goal. Packers taking on the Eagles. The game kicks off at 3 o'clock on Fox, the pregame show on select Civic Media stations. We hope one of yours has been selected. At 1 o'clock here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Great week. Many thanks to Brady Ewing, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, Zommers, and all of you for listening. Stay tuned for Maggie Dawn. Todd Allball saying, whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. keep banging your drum. And go Pack Go. See you Monday. Keep banging on, banging on your drum.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.